That's a fact. It sucks how much stuff we shipped offshore. And I think you're right. You know, we're so established as a country now that I don't see manufacturing taking in gear like that ever again because our military is so built up. I think if it were to get to that point, it would be far worse off to probably go nuclear before we needed to manufacture a bunch of light vehicles and tanks and weapons again. But, yeah, I do what I can. I'm assuming you're talking about Origin jeans, Anthony. I have a bad habit of buying cheap clothes because I destroy them, and I know they're... Fortunately, they're not made in China. They're usually like Vietnam or something, but still, same principle. The money's not here. But, you know, anything I can, belts, boots, any leather products, I always make sure it's American-made. Like I was saying, knives, 100% American-made, flashlights. You know, the most expensive Chinese light you're going to buy is some, like, 40 billion lumen Olight for $300. You know, I was showing my wife the other day, and she almost threw up. I have $1,000 in mod lights, and I have three of them. So it costs a ton to buy American, but you get what you pay for.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I am talking about Origin. I've found that I like their jeans. I'm actually wearing their jeans and a hoodie right now. But, you know, I try, you know, but the stuff, like you said, it's expensive, man. And if you're willing to have less to have better, then it's going to work out really well for you. But if you're, like you said, if you beat on your clothes and you're, like, high volume, then you're gonna have to go somewhere else, you know. I think Carhartt is still made in North America, at least, made in Mexico. But even their stuff has become more streetwear than workwear. I know you can still buy the workwear, but you go buy a pair of Carhartt jeans, and they're not what they once were. So, you know, it's like you just got to pick your battles.